Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, this is Eva with Tax Relief Center. Thank you for calling back. We're offering assistance. Do you still need help with your taxes?
Absolutely. I was spoken to Noel. It looks like miscommunication.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. I'll go ahead and transfer you right away with the tax specialist. May I have your first name, please?
My first name, Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R.
Thank you, Pastor. And what is your phone
number? 973-454-3156.
Let me just confirm. Did you say 973-454-3156?
Correct.
Okay. Give me just a moment. And first name, Pastor?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Stay with me in the line and I'll transfer it.
Sure.
Hello.
Tax Relief, this is Nebula.
Hi, Nebula. I have Cuthbert on the line, and he needs assistance.
Okay.
His phone number is 973-454-3156.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Cuthbert. I leave you in good hands.
Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Very good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. It looks like you just spoke with my associate today.
Yes, I did, but I'm misconnected. Some reason I'm misconnected with Noel.
Okay, let me see if I can get him back, you back connected with him. Can you hold the line for me?
Yes, you can.
Okay, one moment. Okay, one moment, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Public Tax, no speaking.
Hey, Noel, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. So we got disconnected there, so give me one.
I'm glad I get you back.
Okay. Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know how we misconnected.
Yeah, it happens. You have to love technology sometimes, so. Okay.
Sure.
So the last thing we look at is basically we just go over some monthly expenses, okay, and that's what county you live in. So, for example, if you're claiming yourself, they do allow us a maximum of $458 a month for food and groceries, and they also allow us $44 a month for housekeeping supplies, $48 for personal care, and a maximum of $171 for miscellaneous expenses to the household. And how about rent? How much a month do you currently spend on rent there?
$800.
Okay. And how about the average electric bill?
Well, I pay everything included.
That's included? Okay. And how about, does that include like cable internet as well, or do you have to play that separate plan?
No. Cable is something else. I pay $30 a month.
Okay. And how about your cell phone there?
My cell phone, I pay $55.
All right. And do you currently have any car payments?
No.
All right. Auto insurance?
No.
Okay. Do you take public
transportation? But I do have life insurance.
Okay. Well, how do you transport yourself currently? Do you take, like, Uber, Lyft, someone else drives you around?
Well, no, I take a wife for my team worker, and I pay them $80. I pay them $80 a week.
Understood. Okay. So, okay. Now, at your job, or do you pay out of pocket for any health insurance premiums?
Not really, no.
Okay. Do you have any out-of-pocket medical expenses, any old medical bills, prescriptions, or anything of that nature?
No, I cannot lie, no.
Understood. Any type of court-ordered payment, child support, or alimony?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Any life insurance premiums out-of-pocket per month?
Yes, 55 per month.
And any student loans, payday loans, or personal loans?
Oh, I've been through that long time.
Long time. Okay. Are you still paying, or is it paid for now?
Oh, no. That's it. Over. That's finished.
Okay,
long time.
Okay. Perfect. In the past. All right. So just to make sure I have the information correct, so there's a mistake filed on one of the returns, approximately from 19 or 20, and would that mistake end up with a debtor box of about $14,000, and then you mentioned, or $9,000, and then some of the subsequent years we keep end up owing roughly about 500 a month, so the total is about $14,000, give or take, and you have received
notices,
but as of right now, there's no deadlines, haven't threatened to garnish.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Only get a letter indicated because I owe them $14,000. That's it.
Gotcha. Just showing the balance.
I'm trying to see if you can solve that problem to reduce the amount.
And that's exactly what we're doing, okay? So that's why we take the application. So what I'm going to do next, since I do have all the information I need, the next thing I'm going to do is go ahead and submit this to our legal team for review, and I'm going to see if I can get you qualified for that Fresh Start program there. So I'm going to put you on hold for about 10, 15 minutes, and just
sure.
If we get disconnected, I'll text you my information as well. The number on the caller ID shows up as a 973-454-3156. Is that your cell phone number?
That's correct.
All right. So I just sent you a text there with my direct contact information. So if we do get disconnected, you can give me a call right back there. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Just allow me about 10, 15 minutes, and I'm going to see if I can get you qualified for that Fresh Start program. Okay?
Thank you very much, Noel.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
All right, so can you hear me okay there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So just to go back a little bit, legal department just wanted a couple of questions for you real quickly here. Now, in, let's say 2019 to 20, were you working at the same job you're doing now, or were you doing something a little bit different?
That's correct. Same job.
Same job? Okay. So the income was same that year as well, correct?
Well, it could be. Could be a little more or could be less. I'm not sure.
Okay. But not much different. And you didn't go into like a 401k or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Understood. And did you claim some sort of dependent that the IRS disallowed?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely something wrong with that filing, because if you're working at the same job making approximately the same amount, a little more, a little less, then it should be the same result every year. If you owe $500 one year, then you would traditionally owe $500 all the other years, right? So for you to
yeah, that's what I thought. In other words, what happened was whoever did my taxes, my return, I don't know what they did, to be honest. After 4 years, and I realized you make a big mistake.
Exactly. And the concern that we have is that this debt, regardless of what caused it, is just going to sit there and collect penalties and interest every day, then just a matter of time to come and collect on it. Okay, so
sure.
We'll find out what's going on and what's causing it. So here's what we need to do to fix your situation here. Okay, because like I said, our main concern, if nothing is done, then they're going to come and collect on this debt sooner or later, and it's just getting larger over time. So we want to make sure we avoid that. Now, the way the process would work is this. The first thing that we do is we submit an IRS form number 2848 on your behalf, which is a limited power of attorney declaration representative. And what this documentation does, it just notifies the federal government that you now have legal counsel for the sole purpose of addressing all tax matters. That means it would redirect all correspondence and communication through your legal team here. It'll authorize us the right to speak and negotiate on your behalf, as well as we can respond to any letters or notifications. So basically, this documentation will get the government off your back. You will not have to deal with them or speak with them. We would take care of it from that point moving forward. Now, any documentations or notices that you have, you can go ahead and forward this to us, and we'll respond on your behalf. Now, the second documentation we use is an IRS form number 8821. The 8821 is the tax information authorization form, and this document allows us to access the transcripts, records, wage, income, every W-2, 1099, basically every penny that was reported in your name for at least the last 10 years minimum. It is a very thorough process, so that way we can go line by line, page by page. We will ascertain the exact root cause of the problem. We will verify the debt itself. We want to look at the tax returns. We want to know what the interest rates are. And, of course, where are you in the collections queue? Are they going to go into your bank account next week? Are they going to contact your employer next pay period, or whatever else is going on in the background? And the long short of it here, just to be very upfront, we just don't like surprises from the government, and I'm sure you can appreciate that as well. Okay?
Sure.
Now, yeah, one of the nice things about this process, it also allows us to issue a collection hold on your account. So as long as we contact them first, you will not have to worry about any wage garnishments or bank levies. So we'll have you fully protected during this process. But the key to this, basically, is we want to make sure we contact them first before they start coming after you. Okay, so we don't want to get that far. Now, this process, or this part of the process, will take us approximately 30 days to complete, and we will get an agent from the IRS assigned your case as well. Now, once this process is completed, then your legal team will contact you directly. So let's say, for example, your legal team says, great, we spoke with Agent Smith at the IRS, ID number 123 or whatever it is at the time. They're willing to forgive the step this one time only. Here's some additional terms and conditions behind it to accept those terms. Or it may be a situation he says, look, we found a mistake on your filings. We're going to go back and redo those, and they're going to call it a day, okay, or something of that nature. But the bottom line is, in order for us to fix it, we have to find out exactly, specifically, what caused it and then where we are. Then once we know that, we'll have a very specific course of action to fixing it for you. And once we do fix it for you, we also make sure that moving forward in the future, you are set up correctly, so that way you never owe again. Because one of the things we don't like to do at our firm is to fix your taxes, and then a year or two later, you end up owing more money. Okay, so we make sure that doesn't happen again moving forward. So the bottom line is, we find out what caused it, we fix it, and then you move on with your life. So that's basically how that process works.
Okay.
Okay. So does that make sense? I just want to make sure I explained it okay there for you.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right. So let me kind of explain how the process itself works moving forward and how much the firm charges for representation. So as far as the legal fees would go, that part has been assessed by the legal team during the view of the case file, and it's pretty much all based on timing. So as long as you're not being garnished, lien, levied, or anything of that nature, as long as it hasn't got to that point, then the retainer for us to represent you would be $590. They do charge $590 for representation. And as far as the process itself goes, everything we say, do at our firm, or you and I discuss, we also put in writing. So what we do next, basically, is gather your information, as the IRS would have on record for you, and everything would have to match exactly. Correct spelling of full legal name, date of birth, social security number, address, stuff of that nature. Once we have all the information we need, we'll have our legal team sign off on the federal documents notifying the government representing you. I will send you the documents traditionally as an electronic signature straight to your cell phone, very short, simple, which I would walk you through as well. And once completed, you get your copies immediately. We get our copies, the federal government receives the copies, and we take it from there. And that's basically it.
Well, it seems to me from start the work, charge me too much at this moment, $599.
Yeah, but also,
you know what I mean? Because you're the one going to do the job.
Right.
I don't know why they charged me from the beginning $600. You know what I mean?
I understand. Now, also, just so you know, that can be broken up into payments as well, if it helps out. Long as it's done within a 30-day period, if you will. Okay, so that helps out. But what I can do for you, if you'd like, I can just email you everything we discussed just now. I can put in writing for you, okay, the fees, the process, and how the process works and the forms that we use.
Mm-hmm.
I can email that to you, okay? And then that way you can have a look at it, and then whenever you're ready to go, then we can take care of it for you once and for all, okay? Just remember, the $590, we can't break up into payments for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And what's a good email address there for you, and I'll send everything to you already?
Well, I begin it with my first name.
Okay.
S-P-E-P-H-A-R-A-R-D at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I
you got that?
Kind of cut out there. I think I got S like Sierra, T as in Tango.
No, like back up. No, back up. Begin it with my first name, Prosper. S, like it's Sam. Yeah. S is just Sam. TEPHAOD@gmail.com.
Gotcha. All right. So one more time, make sure I got it correct. I got S as in Sam, P as in Peter, E as in Echo.
No, no. S is the same. T like a Tom.
Tom. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. E like Ed.
Then E. Okay. And then P
and
like
T like Peter.
Peter.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
H Hotel.
H. Okay. A Apple, R Romeo, D Delta.
There you go. @gmail.com. You got it.
All right. Perfect. All right. So I'll send you an email where everything we discussed will be itemized and writing there for you. And I'll give you a call in a week or so just to make sure you got everything. And if you have any questions before then, you can feel free to give me a call anytime. But just know it can be fixed. It's just a process we have to go through to get you there. Okay?
No problem, Noel. It is a pleasure talking to you. We look forward to talking to you again.
You do. You have a great day. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You too.